Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Broncos that named their captains. Sean Payton on why they're so important.
Kareem Jackson, Justin Simmons, Cortland Sutton, Russell Wilson, Mike McGlinchey, and then Riley Dixon on special teams. So those six guys. Well, look, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, guys lead in their own ways. You know, obviously, you know, the veteran players vote on these guys. And, you know, generally speaking, your better teams are player-led teams. You know, your average teams are coach-led teams, and your poor teams really have no leadership. So I think it's important.
Nate Jackson in for a stink off today. You agree with that? The best teams are the ones that are player-led. Okay teams can be coach-led. Your bad teams tend to have no leadership.
Player-led all the way. I think, like, you know, when I got here, it was 2003. The Broncos were a couple years removed from back-to-back Super Bowls. And the veteran leadership in that locker room was so established that the coaches didn't have to say a lot. You know, Mike Shanahan didn't have to stand in front of us and tell us how to do stuff. And even the coaches, the position coaches and coordinators didn't. The veterans were the example. The veterans, not only on the field, you know, the concepts and stuff like that, but the pace of practice, the way you come to work, it was all out there for us. And for me, I had Rod Smith next to me, you know, my locker was next to his. I just watched what he did, and if I wasn't doing something right, he would shake me by the collar and tell me. He had a vested interest in every single dude doing things the right way there. So, yes, absolutely. Like, you know, you want a player-led meeting. When things aren't going well and the coach's message isn't sinking in, you want a player, like a veteran, to call a meeting and say, coaches, get out of here. We got to talk about this. Yeah, so I agree with Sean Payton there. Player-led is the way to go.
Next on the Morning Brew, now that Russell Wilson's stopped kissing babies, he can get off to a good start.
Yeah, you always want to start fast. I think obviously playing in front of our fans here, you know, Broncos country, what an opportunity we have to obviously set the tone. You know, you go up against the Raiders, a lot of history here between these two teams, and we gotta create a new history by playing one game and just winning that game and trying to do everything we can with that.
Well, we have been talking about it for months, and now that we're only a couple of days away from the game, how are you feeling about Russ?
You know, I feel better about Russ.
Okay.
I do.
Why?
Well, because I think that the shock of last year maybe wore off a little bit. Clearly, that was too much pressure on him last year. Too many bells and whistles. The red carpet
self-imposed.
Yes, but also George Payton gave it to him. I mean, everybody gave it to him. Nathaniel Hackett gave it to him. He told him that you're the savior, you're the guy. We go through you. Everything that we have success-wise is going to happen because of you, Russell. And I think that was too much pressure for him. If you look back at Seattle, the formula that worked for Russell was a very strong defense, a strong running game, and Russell making plays late in the game to help his team win, but not feeling like he had to do it all himself. So I think that the system is going to benefit Russell. He looked good in camp to me. He's at a good weight. He's moving well. He's decisive in the pocket. Time will tell, of course, but I feel pretty good about it.
Russell, can you hear me?
Next on the Morning Brew, Justin Simmons. Man, you think about, you know, I want the Broncos to do well for everybody's case, but especially for somebody like Justin Simmons, who has been a really good player, great leader, a force on the field and off the field, and he's just had to play on a lot of bad football teams. But as he's had to do before, putting last year behind him and fresh slate this year.
No disrespect to the question. That's not even really a thought. It's just like when you go from week to week, great win, an ugly loss, you just push your hands off to the side and you move forward. So honestly, I haven't even really thought much, if at all, about it. And I know that a lot of things have been monotonous and a little bit of continuity on that side of it, but it's a new team, a new year, and it's going to be a whole bunch of new.
I mean, do you think he genuinely is able to reset every year, or it has to kind of dog him a little bit, right? Carry it around with him.
Justin Simmons is a unique player on this team in that he's been all-pro status, one of the best players in the league at his position, but has done nothing but lose since he's got here, and he's been the one consistent player on those losing teams, and so he's playing so well, the team continues to lose. He's a leader in the locker room, star in the community, but he has to go home and look at himself in the mirror and be like, am I doing something wrong to contribute to this. That's human nature. And for a lot of guys, I want this program to get turned around, but Justin Simmons especially.
We've got Thursday football coming up tonight. First game of the season, Detroit at Kansas City. Join Zach and Sean Moreno as they kick off the season at Cochino Taco in Edgewater. Come celebrate the start of the season with them from 11 to 2. And by the way, who you got tonight?
Who do I got?
Is it automatic?
No, it's not automatic.
No
man.
Kelsey?
Yeah.
No Chris Jones?
It's in Kansas City?
Yep.
I'm here.
You got that guy.
Geehaw Stadium's tough to win in.
Uh-huh.
Government, education, healthcare, or something.
I don't know. But the Lions are coming.
They are. They're actually the hottest team at the end of the league. At the end of the season, I think they won 5 straight.
A lot of momentum.
7 the last 8.
I think
I'd still go with the Chiefs.
All right. Yes, Patrick, we know. We know.
I'm here.
We know. You're in our nightmares, okay? We know. All right.
I'm here.
Okay, enough. Troy Rank joins us next.